This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1750. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded December 4th, Australia, Azerbaijan, Belarus, Bolivia, Brazil, Cambodia, Canada, Chile, China, Colombia, Congo DR, Cuba, Cyprus, Egypt, Greenland, India, Iran, Korea North, Malaysia, Myanmar, Nigeria, North America, Norway, Rwanda, Serbia, Sri Lanka, Uganda, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. From the December-January issue of Australian DX News, John Wright passes on info from Craig Allen, who has licenses for low-powered shortwave stations in Australia. There has been one listed for 5050 kilohertz, but not on the air. And if it did come up in the air, it would face interference from China and India, at least. But now, according to ACMA, the regulatory authority, it's licensed for 5045, and the power has been allowed to increase to 1 kilowatt. This will supposedly be called Vintage FM, actually relaying such an FM station. Once it comes on the air, the antenna height is listed as 5 meters, the azimuth non-directional, and the coverage to be local from a site called Razorback Range. This was approved long ago, almost 12 years ago, in fact, but we keep waiting for it to appear on 5045. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany reports, an FM signal centered about 11760, probably Ishtimai Radio, which has something to do with Azerbaijan and Nagorno-Karabakh. Actually, it ranged from 11748 to 11771 with modern music, but in Arabic or Turkish, November 30th from 0500 to 0540. He says, I had to switch to the FM mode on 50 kilohertz bandwidth to understand the content. Heard on various receivers in Central Europe and in Moscow on remote units. No carrier was visible, but the center frequency was about 11760. This one has previously been reported around this area. Could be it's in the FM mode in order to block something else. But another 25-meter signal, very out of order, is the Belarus transmitter on 11730. Thanks to a tip from Herbert Meissner in Austria, Wolfgang Büschel was also hearing that. Extending from 11717 to 11743, putting out 62 spikes 100 hertz apart. Actually, 11698 to 11711 and 11746 to 11761. This is around 1258 UT during the Polish service. Oh, those wider frequencies I just mentioned were additional spurs beyond the two wide signals centered on 11730. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria also says they have a big problem with that transmitter, as he heard November 29th between 11 and 14 UT. A few months ago, Bolivia's Radio Pius XII in the place called 20th Century was pretty regularly audible here, around 5952.5, but I hadn't heard it in quite a while until November 28th at 0211. A poor signal, but it was better than the weak carriers on 5950 and 5955. I heard some Spanish words here and there, but otherwise incomprehensible, so it was probably mostly in Quechua. Then there were a number of other reports of it. Dave Vaughn in Pennsylvania, Cumbria DX, measured it on 5952.43, November 28th, with their morning news program at 1013 UT. QRM from 5955, China Radio International. He says, best heard in quite a while. Bob Wilkner in Florida, then heard it the following evening, 2355 UT, with a strong signal after being silent most of the month, he says. Mark Cody in Ontario reports to the Ontario DX Association, November 29th at 23:31, he was hearing it, an impassioned talk over an occasional telephone on hold sound and an echo chamber talk mentioning Radio Pio. Dr. Peterson in Denmark had it November 30th at midnight 45 to midnight 55 with a dramatic play in Spanish. He put it on 5952.49. And Enrique Wembager in Argentina in the Condish list, December 2nd at 0130 to 0140. Announcements in Spanish and Quechua, including a time check and Andean music. One more from Bob Wilkner in Florida. December 1st, he heard it signing on at 0956, but there was no ID at the top of the hour, but a reference to Bolivia. It was fading out by 10:25 on December 1st. Our Brazilian to focus on this week is on 4754.9, Radio Imaculada Conceição in Mato Grosso do Sul. On a de-expedition in Pennsylvania, Rich DeAngelo reports to the NASFA flash sheet. He heard it November 23rd at 23:23 to 23:50 with religious talks and IDs and some vocal selections, a formal ID at 23:34. On December 1st, Bob Wilkner in Florida heard it at 09:16 with music until fade out at 10:20. I haven't noticed these in North America, but in Brazil, Luiz Shiny Neto reports to the Rádio Escudas group that the 6090 transmitter of Rádio Bandeirantes continues to put out some very distorted spurs over a wide range in the 49-meter band from 5895 to 5990 approximately and 6185 to 6285. In the NASFA Journal, Ralph Perry in Illinois says, as part of an effort to refuse to see my hobby interests die from lack of targets, I've been doing research on the web to try to find other radio stations, or at least studios in remote places, producing programs for relay on the larger rent-a-transmitter sites, and I'm starting to see this bear fruit. I hope this will provide additional targets. How about a new Cambodian station? I've been monitoring a fun new station, new to me anyway, called The Voice of Love, a daily transmission in Khmer, produced locally in a Phnom Penh studio by a team of FEBC Cambodia and broadcast via the transmitters in the Philippines daily at 12 to 13 UT on 7420. They play a lot of really funky and cool ethnic Cambodian music, along with inspirational messages and sermons in Khmer. It has a very local Cambodian feel, nice musical bridges, and other than the transmitter site, feels to me like a Khmer station, through and through. They often sign on early with their interval signal, repeating over as early as 11:55 UT. Signals have been pretty okay so far, and they have their own website, febcambodia.org. I'm trying to verify them directly, but so far nothing. As we check occasionally for a possible return of WTWW5085, Larry Will and I have noticed an open carrier during the evenings on 5097.4. Kenneth Vidotsiki in the Mayor Tip Sheet has identified it. It's actually a radio teletype transmitter at CFH in Halifax, Nova Scotia. It seems these ready stations just leave the carrier on much of the time when they have no traffic. And he notes that they send a message in radio teletype, NAWSDECFH, and wonders what NAWS stands for. Ron Howard did some research and found out that it means Notice Allied Warships, a general call for all ships. Ken was decoding this at 0315 UT, November 23rd. In the Condish list, Tony Paredes in Argentina reports hearing Radio Diego Portales in Chile via a USB feeder, 17330, November 30th at 19:30 UT, perhaps carried out by the Chilean military. A frequency to keep an ear on, 17330. Ed Kosalik in Alberta has been listening to Inner Mongolia on 9520 Nemengu PBS, Hohhot, China. He says a really nice signal was coming in November 28th with long talks and a language lesson, musical breaks. Despite interference from China Radio International, 9525, he was able to hear this on 9520. It was gone by 1551. However, on December 1st, he was hearing it again between 1540 and sign-off at 1605, a decent signal with time pips on the hour, ID in Chinese, Mongolian, and in clear English as Radio Inner Mongolia, Voice of Inner Mongolia. They play a long orchestral ballad before signing off at 1605. The Colombian on 5910 had been missing for several nights until we heard it again November 30th at 0607. However, it was not identifying as before, not Al Caravan Radio, but as La Voz de tu Conciencia, which is, of course, their sibling station, normally on 6010. In fact, that was on the air as well, but the programming was different. The music is more secular on 5910, as usual, and more religious on 6010. But why are they no longer identifying as Al Caravan Radio on 5910? The same was the case the following two nights, around 0600 UT, but they were off the air completely as of December 3rd. Dave Valka in Pennsylvania has been on another of his de-expeditions to a quiet rural location and stringing out a beverage on the ground, and succeeded in pulling in a number of interesting stations, including tropical banders to the east, earlier than you might expect in eastern North America. On November 11th, he had Radio Candip in the DR Congo as early as 1955 UT, with high life music coming through easily, an announcement at 2005, a top 40 remake at 2013, a canned announcement in French, drum interval signal and off at 42 seconds past 2017 UT. The frequency was measured on exactly 5066.326. And was also heard on the other side of the world by David Sharp in New South Wales, where there's more of a darkness path at 1803 UT, November 22nd, 5066.35. Telecandipi says about the best I've ever heard it, with a talk in French and high life music in the clear with no utility interference. Wolfgang Büschel heard from Arnie Coro at Radio Havana, Cuba, November 23rd, that he's almost ready to start testing the new 90-meter band frequency sometime in December, 3365. The European News Network from Cyprus is heard not only on WRMI at several times, but via relay in Bulgaria, DSWCI, DX Window. Their Facebook page via Christian Gibodo says, from Saturday, November 22nd, the weekly broadcast to Europe in English at 1845 to 1900 moves to 5905 due to severe interference on 5925. However, 1 week later, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reports they were still colliding with Iran on 5925. We often check the Cairo frequency, 9965, and find it defective, such as just barely modulated during the supposedly English to North America at 2345 UT, November 28th. However, we must not assume it's really on the proper frequency either. If tuning in analog, one needs to tune digitally and check it out, because in Playdx, Giampiero Bernardini in Italy found it on 9963.73 variable, just a few minutes earlier, November 28th at 2334. A strong signal, usual bad modulation, a real mess, he says. And then on November 29th at 0311, a few hours later, when the frequency is in Arabic, in the NASA flash sheet, John Cooper in Pennsylvania put it on 9963.6. We are in the midst of World of Radio 1750. Consult our website for a lot more information, worldofradio.com, including our large archive of DX Listening Digests, the latest issue of which, when published, is the one upon which this program is based. Our thanks this week for financial support from Andy Reed in Ontario, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. One may also contribute by check or money order in U.S. funds to World of Radio, P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702. As planned, Greenland is back on medium wave, the first of three transmitters to be reactivated of KNR, the one on 650 kilohertz. In the MWDX group, Jorma Mentila in Finland reports hearing it November 27th at 0345. Dr. Hans-Jörg Biener in his NTT bulletin says it's 5 kilowatts. The official resumption date was December 1st. In the location, I am only going to spell it, QEQERTARSUAQ. Ron Howard in California enjoyed hearing one of the rare shortwave broadcasts from All India Radio Kohima, 4850. It was November 30th, the eve of the Hornbill Festival and the 50th anniversary of Nagaland Legislative Assembly. To mark these special events, India's Prime Minister was visiting Nagaland, and it was expected to be on the air again the following day. On the 30th, he was hearing it from TuneIn at 12:12. It was a transmission break, but he heard it until sign-off at 14:25. However, it was gone again when he checked 24 hours later. But here's an AIR reactivation lasting a bit longer, the one on 5040 in Jaipur, J-E-Y-P-O-R-E. In DX India, Joe Jacobs says it was back on the air from November 28th, and interested in reports of their broadcasts at midnight 25 to 0445 UT and 1130 to 1741. It was heard with good quality signals, better than before. They're still off the air in the daytime when the frequency would be 6040. And it was soon heard by Wolfgang Büschel in Germany, 2 hertz above 5040, using a remote unit in Sydney, Australia, December 1st at 1210. And was also heard November 28th by Acker Petersen in Denmark, until sign-off at 17:41, as well as at midnight 42 UT, November 30th, when it was under Radio Vanacuba. However, in DX India, Alokesh Gupta follows up that Pradeep Kundu posted in the DX India Facebook group that in reply to his monitoring report to the station, Pradeep Kundu found out that, according to the Director General, they are running only half power of 25 kilowatts on this frequency. Their continental transmitter is lacking the spare parts they need. To accompany a nap, I chose 11680, KCBS North Korea, November 27th at 22:35, when they were playing a piano concerto, continuous but unfamiliar classical music. This got me to thinking, they play a lot of unfamiliar classical music. Is it composed by a collective, or does an individual get any recognition? And how would Western music critics evaluate it if they could hear it without knowing where it came from? Is it merely derivative? Ron Howard heard an announcement on Seabreeze that several clandestine stations for North Korea would be having a symposium, and there would be some special broadcasts. Among them are Radio Free Asia, VOA, Free North Korea Radio, North Korea Reform Radio, Open Radio for North Korea, and Radio Free Chosen, as well as Furusato no Kaze, also in Japan. Seiichi Hasegawa follows up with the latest revised schedule for their special broadcasts. There is a Furusato no Kaze concert live at 09 to 12 UT on Monday, December 8th, at 09 to 10 on 15740 and 10 to 12 on 9960. The transmitter sites are apparently Taiwan for the first part and Palau for the second part. Then on Saturday, December 13th, there is a symposium on radio broadcasting to North Korea between 0430 and 0800 on 15740. Ron Howard in California reports that Radio Classic in Malaysia is now on exactly 5965, heard November 29th at 1600, running the 100 kilowatt transmitter instead of the older 50 kilowatt unit, which was off frequency 5964.7. They had a singing jingle of Radio Classic, a national anthem parallel to 9835 and 11665, and on to a music show. Earlier, of course, China dominated 5965 with a very big signal. Now they're very close in frequency, so there's no longer a heterodyne between them. Thanks to Dan Sheedy for alerting this the previous day. Now that Shokazay has moved to 5910, I was able to hear Myanmar radio 5985.3 unimpeded November 27th at 1315, although a very weak signal. Ed Kosalik in Alberta heard them November 28th at 1530 on 5985.3, introducing news in English, but they were gone by 1533. Ron Howard in California puts it on 5985.22, as heard November 29th in vernacular at 1333. Then on December 3rd, he was hearing VOA Special English relayed by Myanmar at 1535 to 1540. That's apparently Wednesday's only 5985.22. Ron also heard Tazin Radio in Myanmar in English, 6165, November 29th, from 1430 until sign-off at 1500. The program at 1447 was called Myanmar Traditions and Customs. A mystery from Dave Valka in Pennsylvania on 6050, December 1st at 2155 to 2230. A station in African English with Christian programming. Nothing listed unless it's possibly Radio Nigeria Ibadan. Latest monitored frequencies for the anti-Christian North American pirate station YHWH. Ron Howard in California, November 28th at 0307 until 0403. Actually, they continued past then. It was very weak on 6280. Also heard on 6280, November 29th at 0340 by Walt Salmaniv in British Columbia. Mark Taylor in Wisconsin, the NASA flash sheet, found them on 17910, November 28th at 2220, and November 29th at 2118 on 15695. Then December 1st at 1513 until off at 1557, I was hearing YHWH well on 15705. Wolfgang Büschel notes the 1 kilowatt Norwegian shortwave station, LKB, LLE, has started testing again on 5895, apparently not with ordinary voice broadcasting, but with CW Morse code and multi-tones. December 2nd between midnight and midnight 25 UT, slightly on the high side of 5895. On December 1st, Ivo Ivanov reports hearing BBC changing languages via South African relays on 15420, 15790, and 17870. Had been scheduled in English at 16 to 17, but now it's in French and in Kinyarwanda. Chris Greenway replies, this is to compensate for a recent decision by Rwandan authorities to disallow relaying of BBC's Kinyarwanda service on FM inside the country. It seems they were upset about BBC investigative journalism into who was really responsible for the genocide. In the NASA flash sheet, Rich D'Angelo in Pennsylvania reports Serbia 6100, November 24th at 2150 in French, and they went into English at 2200, but then it was messed up by China in Spanish. However, in Florida, Terry Kruger was listening to this on November 25th, French into English at 2200 with their interval signal, and China was less of a problem for him. Catch them this winter, Terry says. Before they too vanished from shortwave, I forgot they still existed. Well, as a matter of fact, they already abolished their North American service, but it's still on their so-called B-14 schedule on their website, as if it still existed at 01 to 230 on 6190. A reminder that Global 24 plans to carry out a one-hour test via Sri Lanka Sunday, December 7th, at 15 to 16 UT on 13720. In Cumbre DX, Dave Valko in Pennsylvania has another catch from his de-expedition. Uganda, UBC Radio, 40 hertz below 4976. November 11th, as early as 2020 UT, with an ID over music. They're playing country and western. And he says the strongest signal on the band, incredible 10 over 9 by 2050 UT. Despite the country music, it was very enjoyable listening. The new Global 24 continues 24-hour service via WRMI on 9395, experimenting with some different antenna directions, some of which have improved reception here in Mid-America. John Filiozzi wrote a review of them, concluding with, Global 24 radio is off to a great start, and in my book has already demonstrated it deserves our support, both moral and financial. That big snowstorm in the Northeast really disrupted their programming, however. We heard from Phil Workman, who says the three people that programmed the transmitter, myself included, are in New Hampshire and Maine, where we had a nasty storm that has us without power and internet for days. So that accounts for lots of music, Phil, and programming other than what was to be expected, including that new time for World of Radio I mentioned last week, UT Saturday at 0401 on 9395, which we assume will be happening this week or as soon as possible. We hope that will be convenient for North American listeners on Friday nights. Last week we raised the question about KJES New Mexico, which we had not been hearing for a few weeks on either of its shortwave frequencies. We soon had the answer, but it was after we'd finished last week's program. Kai Ludwig found an announcement on their website, thelordsranchcommunity.com. It says KJES started as a shortwave station back in 1992, and we broadcasted the Word of God for 22 years using shortwave. With the advent of new technologies and increased shortage of skilled engineers needed to keep us up and running, we have now switched over to web streaming. You can now listen to our recordings of scripture and praise music online at KJES Rio with an exact link to the audio streaming. Also, they have on their website some of their final shortwave reception reports and an illustration of their now abandoned log periodic antenna. So it's goodbye to one of the strangest shortwave stations ever. We can't hear you now. And Steve Luce in Texas says the process of putting the Robo Kids on the air was more important than having an audience. Kai Ludwig forwards news from RadioInsight.com that Family Radio has now bought WQEW 1560 New York from Disney, paying $13 million for it. Surely the call letters will change. How about WYFR? Propagation outlook from Boulder, and Canisius peaking at 20 and 4 December 13th, 12 and 4 on the 18th. Solar flux rising from 160 December 7th to 185 December 15th to 19th. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio, 1750.